I always look forward to being in God's house. No matter how I feel, if I'm sick, I want to be in God's house. As I watched y'all come in this morning, my heart is, I'm drinking from my saucer. It's so good to have friends, isn't it?
Amen.
It really is. Sometimes I've not wanted to be around anybody. But you know, that don't last long, because God put us here on this earth to love each other, to help each other make it through. We need to pray this morning for Janice White's daughter. Not pray for her daughter, she's already left this world, but pray for the family. You know, it was a struggle, and my biggest concern when I see somebody facing death is, where are they going to go when they take their last breath? So I prayed for Judy's salvation. It wasn't in my spirit to pray for her to be healed. It was for her to be saved. So, you know, we need to obey God. And I believe with all my heart that Julie, at some time or another, received Jesus Christ as her Savior. I have to believe that. But for the family, they need to be comforted. They need our prayers. Janice and Gracie and Beverly and Carol and all of them, what a wonderful group of sisters. And I know when one hurts, the other one hurts. That's just the way it is. So we lift them up in prayer this morning. And we thank God that we have someone to help us make it into heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So we're just gonna go to the Lord in prayer today. And Nikki, would you get on the
keyboard? Yes.
It's good to be here on a rainy morning. I come in, it was a little damp and cold, so I turned the heat on, then I turned it back off, Jane. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm very thankful to be with y'all this morning. In fact, I don't know of anywhere else I'd rather be. I got my wife and I got my friends. We was walking around the mountain. A good friend just come when it started raining, come to our rescue and brought us home. Thank you so much for that, Jane. Y'all were the catch meow. Father, we come to you this morning so very thankful for another day that you're giving us, a day that we can get out of bed, we can come to your house, and we can be with each other. And we just want to pray for Genesis family, all the girls. Just pray for the whole family. I pray for the children, for their salvation. I pray you would comfort Janice in a special way today. Lord, I know from experience that when we really are the weakest, that you step in and help us get through. And after we get through it, we look back and say, wow, I got through that. But it was God that carried me. And Lord, we just lift up the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, yes. We just come to say thank you. We just come to say that the God of Abraham and Moses, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and on, Isaiah, the same God is our God. And we thank you for the Son and the Holy Ghost. And so right now, Lord, whatever you want to do in this service, we're here. We're here today because we came. We came to meet you, and we're asking you to come and minister to our needs. Bless our mountain family, Lord. Be with those that are sick on their bed of affliction right now. And God, as far as us that remain on this mountain, let us enjoy this mountain to the very last day that we're here. We thank you for this wonderful gift. This mountain is a gift. Some may not appreciate it, but I know there's many that knows that this is a gift from you. And we just love you for this mountain. We thank you so much. Thank you for peace. Lord, the only place where I feel safe, my bedroom window is open. I just praise you for that. For the strength that I received when I come to this mountain. Some say the drive is too much, but it's not, Lord. Nothing is too much when you're in it. So let your Spirit come now and minister in a mighty way. Lord, clear our minds, clear our heart for what you have for us. And God, we lift up Sister Kathy and her arm. We just pray, God, you'd knit those bones together, that they would heal, and they would heal the right way, and that her arm would be strong once again. Thank you for that family, Lord. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
I like that. Turn that up just a little bit. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Father, Father. The Lord a hand clap of praise. We welcome him. Come on up, choir. You know, there's a lot of places where the Spirit doesn't feel like he's welcome. And I sure don't want the Spirit to think that about us, because we need him. We need the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen.
Amen.
Come on up. And we're going to do our greet and thank God for each and every one of you. Would you stand, please? And we're going to sing this song while we have the greeting just over in the glory land. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Marlene, get your tambourine, honey. You got it? Everybody down. Here we go. I'm a hungry
yeah.
There is a place where the saints abide.
Amen.
There is a place that I believe everybody wants to go to heaven.
Oh, yes. Amen.
But there's so many that don't want to do the way God's planned for it. Mm-hmm. And so we come up with our own plan. And I tell you, when we come up with our own plan, that's not going to be the plan that God has for us. Yeah. You know, there is a judgment day coming, and you stand before God, you've got to give an account for every thought, every time you've turned God down, whether you was a Christian or whether you're lost. We're going to be held accountable for how we spend our life here on this earth. Mm-hmm. And I guess the older I get, the more I realize that our time is so precious. Yes. And we need to ask ourselves, what am I doing with my time? What is my life all about? And when I start talking to God about that, He ministers to me on the side of the mountain over there and lets me know that if I will focus on what He puts in front of me, then I'm going to be okay.
Amen.
One day I'll hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Amen.
"Enter thou into the kingdom of my Father." You know, we've made this trip up here every 2 weeks for, this is our second year, Nikki.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it gets easier every time.
Yes.
It gets easier every time. I got a good partner to ride with me and help me drive, and we talk about y'all, and we talk to each other about all of you, and we try to figure out how we need to pray for you.
Amen.
And then we pray. We pray coming up, we pray going back. Amen. And God has answered our prayers in many ways, hasn't He?
He sure has.
And I just thank the Lord that He's such a great God that He'll take time out for us. He'll take time out. Love Him today.
Yes.
If you have your songbooks, let's turn to page 101. And standing on His promises, we'll sing the first four verses and the chorus at the end. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Are you standing on His promises?
Amen.
Are you holding God to His promises? I'm holding Him to His promises.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Oh, standing on the promises of God.
Let's sing it now. Me things that other people promised me, but He's the only one that ever kept His promise.
Amen.
Hey, somebody want to testify? Anybody want to testify? I tell you, we've got so much to be thankful for this morning. Excuse my language, I'm about to bust a gut. I just thank God.
Yes.
Thank God. God that we can be together and we can honor God by being in His house. Yes, Brother Jim.
The 19th of this month, we've been together for 49 years.
How many?
49.
Dear Lord, how did she put up? I don't have a clue. By the grace of God, she's put up.
Amen, brother.
And by the grace of God, He's kept us together.
Yes.
And I can't praise Him enough. She's more than a wife. She's my helpmate. She's my rock at times.
Yes.
She's, you
know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, she's the best friend I've ever had.
Amen.
I'm truly blessed. The Lord has seen us through some tough times. He kept the faith. The Lord brought us through. Thankful for how He's watched over us. Thank Him for the family He's placed us in.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed at the family of God.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, you find the family of God.
Yes.
It just blows me away. And I am so thankful to be part of this mountain.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, the only person that's ever told me a fib was Joe. And he told me, he said, you get up here, he said, you'll never have to worry about breakfast. He said, I'm not going to get up in the dark. I'm still waiting. Oh, no, I mean, this is a good place.
Good place.
A good place. And I'm thankful that God led us this way.
Yes.
Yes.
Opened the doors for us. But God is good all the time.
Amen.
And I thank Him for that. Thank Him for what we have.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank Him for what we have.
Amen.
Well, she's so good to you. Why do you keep breaking her arm?
I keep telling her, don't hit me in the head.
I keep telling you, don't quit mopping.
Well, she's so short. She reaches up to smack him, and the back of her arm always hits him in that big old hard head, I guess. You know, Jim, I want to thank God for you, Nikki.
Thank you,
Doug. I want to thank the Lord that God's given me someone that loves me in spite of my faults. Can't hide nothing from her. She sees all my shortcomings. And yet she still loves me and puts up with me. And, you know, that means a lot to have someone who will love you for who you are.
Yes.
You don't have to be a certain way. You don't have to have the etiquette and all that stuff if they've got that. And Nikki, you've been good to me all these years, and I want to thank God for you this morning that He spared us when I had my heart problem.
Yes.
And I just want to thank Him that you were there for me, and I praise God. A man should really acknowledge his wife and love his wife. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
and
you.
I thank the Lord for you, Buck. You accept me the way I am. And I love you, and you're always looking out for me and looking for ways to bless me. And I just never had so much sweet attention. Thank you, Buck.
Amen. Anybody else got something you want to say?
Well, I'm thankful that we have made it back upon the mountain last night. We lived 12. You get back to 11 last night. We had a little bit of, off and on road. But I wanted to go by myself, and he wouldn't let me. And I was going to go home and take that way, but no, he wouldn't have it. But, you know, I'm glad he went, because it's hard to tell where I would have ended up last night.
Because he loves her.
So we had to, got to the wedding. The wedding was short and sweet, so no more than we got there, you know, we had to turn around and come right back. But I'm glad we had made it home safe.
Yes.
I think, Marlene, it says a lot about you and Randolph that you wanted to come back and be in church this morning.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, that says a lot about a person.
It sure does.
It really does. And we had choir practice last night, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah.
It really was. And we are so thankful. Randolph has worked in the yard, the church. Anytime we needed something, Randolph comes and brings it. And And you keep the church clean. And
yeah.
Let's thank God for Merlene keeping this church clean. One another. Amen. Anybody else got something you
want to
say?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank God for my wife.
Amen.
As you know, I'm physically challenged. There's not a lot that I can do. And she takes care of me. She feeds me well. And, well, I do wash dishes.
She feeds everybody well.
I just thank God for her. And she's still cancer-free. And I thank God for that.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. It takes a real man to say that.
Didn't we have a good time at that dinner the other night?
Yes, we had a dinner. We had 20-something people, I guess. We had a wonderful time. We need to do more things like that together. Yes, Bill?
Well, you know, everybody always thinks that their spouse is by far the best.
Yes.
Except for maybe Sharon. I'm no different. I think I've got the best spouse that has ever been. And you know, everybody, her sister, everybody always talked about thanking me for taking care of her and doing so much for her and everything. But in reality, it's, you know, she's been sick for a good while. She still takes care of me. She still does for me and takes care of me.
But you do cut the grass.
Yeah, I just cut the grass. Right? All my life, she's cut the grass. Now I'm doing it. That's a hard job. The grass cutting.
I want to
thank the
too.
Lord for Rachel. I really am. I mean, she's everything to me. I love her with all my heart. Honey, thank you.
Amen.
Did she give you training?
Okay, Sam, Rick,
Jake. I'm not proud of Jake.
Amen.
It's good to
meet
you.
Yeah. I'm proud of Jake, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We love you, Jake.
Yeah.
Very much.
You know, Jake puts up a lot.
No doubt about it.
We all do. I've got a wonderful husband, too, but God has really helped me a lot in the last 2 or 3 months. I just want to thank him.
Amen.
And thank
the
Lord for my husband also.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to change the track a little bit. But Jim mentioned he's always amazed at God's wonderful family. And, you know, we just got back from a bus trip to Maine. And then before that, the Grand Canyon. But God just puts us in these environments that we connect with the Christians that they're. And we have the best time. This last time on Maine, we really connected with a couple from over in Roanoke. He had been a minister, had some physical problems, and had retired. But he blessed our soul, and we just had wonderful fellowship with him throughout the week. And I know one day we'd gone out for lunch, and the waitress that was waiting on us, there were like six there, and as she finished up, he said, "Ma'am," he says, "I'm a minister." He says, "I just feel like you have something that we need to pray about."
Wow.
And she right then, she's, "Oh my gosh, yes." She says, "My sister is getting ready to adopt a little girl, 5 months old, that has come from a drug family." Said she's just part of our family now, and the hearing is tomorrow. Of course, we had prayer and all that, but to be in tune with God and to follow His commandments at that time and to do what He wants us to do.
Amen.
I thank you for all He's done for us.
I told Chuck about that. I don't know when I got here or when it was, but I was telling Chuck, I said, it reminded me so much of him and Tanya. You know, there's a family wanting to adopt a child out of abusive family.
Right.
And I said, Harry, and that was his gentleman's name, said that. I mean, it resonated with me, with Chuck and Tanya adopting Jaden.
Yeah.
so good.
The Barton family is a wonderful family. Wonderful family. And a good family for someone that's been abused, a child, to be around. Amen. Anybody else got something you want to say? All right. Let's turn to page 175. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. He's the only one that we can really count on. When the rubber meets the road, that's where Jesus is at." Amen.
Jesus, gracious Jesus, oh.
sing the chorus again.
Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Did we tell everyone here the miracle that Jesus did for us when we were on the motorcycle?
I think everybody heard about it.
Can't always remember.
Well, one of the things I like about our mountain is that it's faster than internet.
Amen.
I don't know if that's a bad thing or not. I do thank God that. Listen, how many of you might be here next Saturday between say maybe 8 and 9 o'clock? You'd like to see the movie I have on the building of the Ark up in Kentucky.
Yeah.
I bought that video. If y'all would like, I'd be happy to come and we'll sit down and watch it. You want to make a date? You want to do that?
Saturday night at 8.
Is Auburn playing then, Bill?
Not that time in the morning.
Why so early?
I thought you said night.
Night.
Eight at night?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Right. We can do it. Well, actually, we can do it at 7 right after choir practice. I think it'd be worth seeing. I tell you, I was simply amazed to go in that ark, and it's all built to the specifications that God gave Noah. So they put millions and millions of dollars into this. It's well worth going in. Anybody here ever seen, been up there yet? It's not too far. You take 64, and then you hit I-75, right? And you go up maybe 30, 35 minutes on I-75, and it's right off.
Now,
is
it
60?
Yeah, that's what you said. Okay. I think it's 77. Yeah.
I-75.
64 to 75.
It's well worth the trip.
Williamstown.
Williamstown, Kentucky.
Probably get lost.
Okay.
No, you can't get lost.
No, you can't. You really can't get lost.
No such words.
Well, maybe you could. But I'll show that at 7 o'clock next Saturday.
Okay.
7 o'clock next Saturday, I've got the movie on the building of the Ark. It will wow you. It really will. It's not very long.
I opened one of the songbooks here on the piano, and the front of it says, "I will never turn my back on my Lord." I opened Mike Whitlow's old songbook.
Wow.
Yep. We need to be like Mike. Never turn back.
A whole lot of people's going home, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, pays to be ready.
Amen.
We know not. We know not when it's our time.
No.
The prayer request. You know that. Well, you've got it here, Nikki. You updated it last night, didn't you?
I tried, yeah.
Why don't you come up here real quick and read all of these names and all, and then I go to the Lord in prayer.
Well, I put our unsaved family members, because most of us do have unsaved members, so let's pray for that. Ernest and Janice, upon Julie's death, Jackie Taylor's family, upon her death, Blanche Martin, Jimmy Martin's death, Carol Jones' family, Merlene Cantrell, Mr. Pitzer, Paul Hamilton, Sylvia Wilson, Linda May, Jamie Cantrell's family, Emmy, Bob Wilson, Nina Black, Reese, Mrs. Cooper, Robert, Emmy's friend, I don't have his last name, Zach Lilly, Ann Webb, Pete Peterson, Woody, Tom Mahar, Constance Knight.
Tom called me day before yesterday, and Tom said they found blood clots in the arteries going through his stomach, through his legs, and they're going to be working on that because his legs were just pain and give out on him and other physical problems. But Tom really, really needs Jesus.
Amen.
And he's closer than he was, because before he wouldn't even let me pray with him. But now he's asking for prayer.
Paulette, the Bearfields' grandson, Heath.
And let's pray for Paulette. You know, I know that we're all different, but it's really hard when people isolate themselves from other people. And Paulette's got a beautiful singing voice. She's just a beautiful person. She needs to get out. I pray that she'll start desiring friends instead of isolating herself away from people.
Amen.
What do you think about that, Carol?
I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
But only the Lord's going to make that happen.
Well, see, that's what
we pray for.
That's why we come to church. Because we're bringing situations, just like this prayer list, we're bringing situations that only God can change.
That's right.
That is so important that we understand. I was praying this morning, and I got a vision of this little church, and how important it is that we uphold this church. And Bill and others kept the Sunday services going for those two Sundays and all summer, and it's important that we. This church should be the heartbeat of this mountain, because we can come and we can come before God, and the things that we have tried to do and we can't do, that we can bring our petition before Almighty God. Amen. And He wants to do mighty things. He desires to show Himself.
Yes, He does.
And the impossible things. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Sherry. Okay.
Larry Bowman, Hazel and Ted French, Karen Smith, Lily's mother, Lauren Stewart, Lily's grandpa, Shirley Willard's family, Sylvester, the Barton family, Pete Lily's brother Delvin, Pete Lily for his health problems, Jerry Wolford, Sherry, Jimmy Trent, Susie and Trula Owens, Bo Doss, James Graham for salvation, Howard Perkins, and Kathy Darling. We can add more healing for her arm. Carol Blankenship, Lily, and salvation of the lost throughout the world. And President Trump and those in government, our military, the nursing home residents, and for your pastor, Buck, and me. Thank you.
Amen. Has anybody got a request to add to this? Do you have an unspoken request that you'd rather not
like
people know your business?
Like
Raise your hand if you got an unspoken request.
I don't have an unspoken request.
Amen.
I remember when Bill was doing his thing or whatever. But anyway, I requested prayer for a guy on where I live, and his name was Irvin Gibson, and he needed some kind of medication, and they couldn't. They wouldn't pay for it, and I just want everybody to know that he's getting it now.
Amen.
He needed a dose like Friday, but no pharmacy had it, so he'll have to wait till Monday. to get whatever he needs. So I want to thank God for that.
Amen. Do you have your prayer request?
Buck, I took down some last week. I should have given them to Nikki, but I didn't. I'll give them to you, Nikki.
Okay. Is there anyone that you know that we need to take off the list? You got some that you're going to take off?
I got some that I'm going to put on.
Oh.
I took some last week.
I see.
And I didn't get them to Nikki so she could update them.
Okay. All right.
If I can find them, I'll give them.
Okay. All right. All right. Get your mind clear before we bring the message today. Yes, Sherry.
Aren't you going to do a spec?
Yes, right before I preach.
Okay.
I wanted to get, if you got something on your heart, I want you to speak it now before we get started. Okay. All right.
Sherry, you want to come up here?
Sharon, I want to thank the Lord for you. You're a true friend, a true Christian, and you're faithful, and you put up with little Joe.
Amen.
Now I want to thank the Lord for Joe Owens.
Yes. Yes.
Joe, he came on work day yesterday, and he got the park looking real good. Mm-hmm. We needed all that. It looked pretty shabby. Mm-hmm. Let's give the Lord a hand clap for that. Our park, his park looks so nice. Amen. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You got a mic?
Mm-hmm.
You got a mic?
Yes.
Everybody got a mic?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'll find it here in just a minute. Thank you, Lord. Nobody else wants to testify? Yes. Oh,
Thank you, Lord.
And so thankfully opened my eyes, aren't you?
Amen. Nikki, you and Sharon really sounded good.
Well, they did, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Great. God.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Lord. Get this turned down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We had some
Testing one, two. All right.
I forgot to do my job over here.
That's all right.
Did you want the video next?
Yes. There's something I'd like you to watch for just a moment here before I bring the word. I think you'll enjoy it. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Lord woke me up the other morning and he gave me these words. I've been asking him all week, what do you want me to preach on? And he woke me up and he gave me these words. Four words. The process to completion. I want that to really stick in your heart today. I'm praying, and I've wept over this. I want you to get this message. And I want you to put it in your heart and keep it there. If it affects you like it's affected me, it solved a lot of problems in the way I was thinking. And I know it's going to help you. The process to completion. You got your Bibles today?
Yes.
Oh, Father. I just humble myself now and I pray, God, this is the reason right here, your word, the message you've given me. And I want so bad for the people to hear your heart. Take this word, Lord. Take this word and may it sink deep into our hearts. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
I will not do what it says I shouldn't do.
What it says I shouldn't do.
Lord, give me ears to hear.
Lord, give me ears to hear.
Give me a heart to receive.
Give me a heart to receive.
And a spirit to obey.
And a spirit to obey.
Not what the preacher says.
Not the preacher says.
But what your word says.
But what your word says.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The process to completion. I've been on this mountain 12 years. The church I pastor in Jacksonville, I've been going there and preaching for the last 25 years. And the nursing homes that we go into, there's some nursing homes that we've been going to over 20 years. There's some new ones. And all through this time, the 27 years, I can look back and see where God was working in my life. Working in my life to where I can complete the work that He's called me to do. When my late wife, he took her home, I didn't know which end was up. But I did do exactly what God put in front of me, and God had other things. And so I was going through a process, and still going through a process, where I'm here today at Indian Matters, and down in Jacksonville, Florida. Nursing homes in Charlotte, North Carolina, West Virginia, and Florida. My work is not completed yet. Up here at Indian Meadows, our work is not completed yet. We're going through a process. I'm hating to see people go on to be with the Lord, but I'm happy in a way that I know that their work was completed. Their work was completed. Your work is not completed. There might be somebody. There might be some in here that you're not saved. You think you can be good enough to get to heaven. And my job is to tell you that apart from Jesus Christ being your Savior, that you'll never see heaven. That's truth. That's the whole truth. And I mean, you know, I'm in the process of completion. I don't know how much longer I live. You don't know how much longer you'll live. But you've got to realize that God is working in your life. It may be affecting your family. It may be finances. It may be health. But you're in the process of completion.
Amen.
And when God's purpose for you is finished, you can't stay here 1 minute longer.
Amen.
Because when He says come home, your completion day is over with. You're on this earth. So I pray that this will get to you the way it got to me. If you'll open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy And we'll read 1 through 12. 2 Timothy. Now, Paul was writing to Timothy because Paul knew that his time was running out. He knew that his work was going to be finished. He knew it was going to be soon. And so he's trying to teach Timothy about the things that he will encounter as being a real, true Christian that's producing fruit for the kingdom of God. 2 Timothy 1 through 12. I'm having trouble finding that myself.
Right off the first time.
Thank you, Bill. I love you. I love you, buddy. I really do. Okay, I thought I had everything marked here, but evidently I didn't. I had it just there and lost it again. 2 Timothy 1 through 12. I'll get it right here. Second Timothy, the first chapter, the 12th verse. Paul was telling Timothy about a lot of things that he'd been through to get to where he was now. Paul had been persecuted, he'd been beaten, he'd been thrown in prison, he'd been thrown in bold and all. He had been shipwrecked several times and spent a day or two in the ocean. And he says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed." I want to stop there for a minute, because a lot of times when people see a Christian having problems, they automatically assume, and you know what that means, that there's sin in that person's life. But that's not necessarily so. Christians suffer, and God has a purpose for that suffering. Sometimes it's not for that person, but for someone that loves that person. He said, "I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed." It's so important that we really know Jesus Christ as our Savior. You know, Jesus cannot be Lord of your life until He becomes your Savior. And to be Lord of your life, then you have to know Him enough to believe what He says is true, and that you trust Him no matter what happens in your life. "I know whom I have believed." I believe Jesus will help me in any situation I come up against. I am fully convinced that the Lord is on my side. Amen. Because I'm trying my best to follow Him. And He said, "I'm persuaded that He," Jesus, "is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." I'm persuaded that Jesus is able to keep me from falling. Amen. I'm persuaded, as long as I look to the rock of my salvation, I'm persuaded that if I, you know, this driving backwards and forward, I'm persuaded that the Lord is watching over Nikki and me. I used to couldn't drive 30 minutes without getting so sleepy, and sometimes she'd have to punch me. And now we can drive straight through. Both of us driving, we can drive straight through, leave in the morning in Florida and be up here before dark. And that seems like a long time to drive. But I have been fully persuaded that God wants Nikki and I up here at Indian Meadows. And when you're fully persuaded that God has you doing something, then that's when you walk in a realm that's not normal, it's not average, it's not worldly, but you're walking in a supernatural world where the Spirit of God is watching over you, protecting you, making a way. God goes ahead of His people and makes a way. God makes a way where there seems to be no way. God takes the hopeless, helpless situation and turns it around to where we're fully persuaded that whatever happens, God's going to get the glory. And we're pleasing Him by not complaining and going ahead and trusting and believing Him in that situation. Some of us may take things lightly. But I take people's suffering serious, and so does God. So does God. And Paul was a man trying to tell Timothy, listen, you're listening to a man that knows what he's talking about. Jesus has been there for me. No matter what I've encountered, I've had the joy of the Lord in my heart. I don't enjoy the suffering and the pain, but I've got the joy, and the joy is greater than the pain. The joy is greater than the suffering. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's greater than the brokenness that we suffer. Amen. And Paul said that I am persuaded that He's going to finish what He started in me. A lot of people, we start things and don't finish them. And we're a laughing stock. You know, and when we love our family and we start something, we need to finish that. Because if we don't, people lose faith in what you're doing. And that's why it was important to finish this church. That's one of the things. It was important. We were fought. We were battled. We had to build it in the wintertime. But I had faith that God has spoke to me. I heard Him speak to me on the Greenbrier River. And I was fully persuaded that God wanted us to build Him a place to worship up here. And it got done because you've got to be persuaded in what you're doing.
That's right.
Your walk with God, you've got to be persuaded that God is not going to let you down in your darkest hour.
That's right.
You've got to be persuaded. And you've got to know that you know that you know that everything is going to turn out the way it's supposed to turn out.
Amen.
But it won't turn out that way if you have the fear and the doubt and you're not fully persuaded. The process to completion, that's suffering. And Reese, I'll just pick you out. You know, this God's not finished with Reese. He's not. Her work here on earth is not done. Her work is not completed. And she's going through a process that's not very pleasant. But it's affecting a lot of people. A lot of people are seeing your faith, Reese. A lot of people are seeing your determination to fight back. And a lot of people's watching Bill and how Bill handles this situation. It's a process that husband and wife is going through to the day of completion. And it's only making them better people. People that God can use. People that are affecting other people when we see their faith. I know without a shadow of a doubt that the Bearfields are persuaded in their God. And their God is going to get them through this. And it's going to be the way that God wants it done. And it'll be the best way. I need to hear amen out of somebody.
Amen.
Come on.
I said it.
Okay, say it louder. Sometimes it lasts for maybe days. Days of misery. Days of trying to pray. Days that you can't even feel the Holy Ghost anywhere around or in you. Days of complete suffering. Days of ridicule. Days of other people judging you. Sometimes the days turn into weeks. Sometimes the weeks turn into years. But I want you to be encouraged today.
Yes.
That if you are appointed towards Jesus Christ, that He's doing the right thing for you and the best thing.
Amen.
And you know, I saw on Facebook, I saw the suffering of Janice. And Janice put in a picture of her. They took picture after picture after picture up there with her daughter. And I didn't really, really agree with all of that. I didn't really agree of taking pictures of people dying. I just really didn't. But, you know, the important thing was that I could see Janice's eyes and the suffering she was going through. And I'm praying that somehow that she'll realize that in her life as a mommy, that in her life as a wife and a sister to everyone, that somehow in her life, this is part of the process to the completion in her life. And it's only going to make her faith stronger. It's only going to make her a better person. Even though it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. Suffering's not pleasant. Anybody likes to suffer? I've heard of some kinky people that love to beat each other and all that and put on their leather boots and take a whip. I don't understand all of that. I would say that they just demon possessed, because I don't like pain. And anybody that likes pain, there's something wrong with them upstairs between their ears. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Psalm. Let's go to Psalm 37 and let's read 25. 37:25. I look back and see, just like with that motorcycle thing, you know, I'm driving 80, 85 miles an hour. I hope the highway patrol ain't listening to me. I don't know if they put me in jail now for confessing or not.
Setting a good example.
But that's a good example. When that front wheel, when that front tire, just started going like this, and it was all I could do to hold that bike. And I got over to the side. And then, instead of saying, Nikki, what are we going to do? We're out here on I-64. Bless God, this road work, it's hot, it's stinking, and I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what? We just trusted God. And you know, sometimes we need to just be still and watch the hand of the Lord work in our life. But sometimes we just need to be still and watch. And that's what we did. I saw the hand of God, people coming here, going there. I saw the hand. Listen, how many of you would believe that there's two Buck Stanleys in this world? The guy that owns the motorcycle shop. He had a friend named Buck Stanley. And when I got a hold of his wife, he was not there then, and we were going to have to wait 2 days till the bike shop opened up. And you know what? Sometimes God just really tests us. Instead of getting all bent out of shape, worrying about plans and tickets we done bought and reservations we done made up in Kentucky and all that, we just said we're going to trust God with this. And who would have thought that when his wife told him that Buck Stanley was in trouble, that he said, that's one of my buddies I knew for years, way back there. And he calls me up and I said, this is Buck Stanley. He said, Buck Stanley? He said, I got a friend named Buck Stanley. I thought that you were him. I said, no, but I'm in need. Who would have thought? Who would have ever thought that this guy had a friend named Buck Stanley, and he called and he took time away from his family on a Sunday night to come and open up his shop? And who would have thought that he would have changed that tire himself when he's the owner? He's got other people doing the work. And who would have thought? Who would have thought that after all was said and done, he said, I can't charge you any labor because my faith tells me not to work on Sunday, but I can be of service on Sunday. And he said, I want to tell you something else. Who would have thought this? He said, a lot of you don't believe in Mormons. But he said, I've got the same Jesus as you, and I am true to my faith. I'm true to my Jesus. He said, I ain't going to charge you nothing. Now you go and enjoy your trip. And the next morning, bless God, we got on that motorcycle. And we boogied up and went to the ark and had the most wonderful time.
Amen.
Who would have thought? It's all a process to completion. God will build your faith if you will allow Him to. You'll see Him work.